You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last month, the government announced Te Aka Whai Ora, the Māori Health Authority would be disestablished just 18 months after it launched. I spoke to Associate Professor in Anthropology at the University of Auckland and Director of the James Hirare Māori Research Centre, Marama Muru Lenning, Waikato Ngāti Maniapoto, Ngāti Whātua, as well as Research Fellow at the James Hirare Māori Research Centre, Dr. Hilary Lapsley, about the government's decision and its impact on Kaumātua. What was your reaction to the government disestablishing Te Aka Whai Ora?
Absolute disappointment. Disappointment and anger, I have to add. But it came at the time when they were doing away with so many other Māori initiatives, for example, making smoking possible all over the place now, doing away with co-governance of water, and then, of course, the attack on Te Reo Māori. So this just came at a time when we were really being walked over by the government.
Te Aka Whai Ora was an amazing initiative, and it was recommended by the Waitangi Tribunal investigation into Māori health, which found that the system just does not suit Māori, and here was an opportunity to do something that had never been done before, and it's just been closed off before it's had a chance to make a difference.
There's been a lot of talk about health equity from our government. Why do both or either of you believe a Māori-centric approach to addressing Māori health outcomes is important?
Take you on a little journey. In 2021, the James Hirare Research Centre held its first noho wānanga for a big piece of health research we were doing with Waikato Kaumātua in the Tainui Novotel in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton. And on the day that we did our first noho wānanga, which was to look at the Kaumātua wellbeing and health, it was announced by one of our participants, Taitimu Maipi, that they were going to establish a Māori health authority. So it was a day of absolute jubilation for the 15 Kaumātua that we had working with us, and it made our job so meaningful because there was such excitement. They composed a haka because they finally felt that they were going to get some equity, they were going to get some funding, and they were going to be able to create a health system or methods that were really going to suit them and their mokopuna. So they were very forward-thinking, and there was just such an excitement at this time because this group of people were descendants and affiliated to the great Princess Te Puia, who was a Waikato leader, and it was her dream always to have a Māori hospital. And so this notion of having a Māori health authority was just bringing her dream to life.
Yes, when we took our report back to them a year later, they laid down a challenge to us to help facilitate the idea of a Māori hospital, because the stories we heard from them and from other areas that we've studied is that Māori don't feel safe often in hospitals today, and they don't perform very well for Māori according to quite a number of research studies. There we have it, a new idea.
So mostly what's been lost over the last 100 years or so of Māori not being able to provide their own for their own health is that there is absolutely no trust in the health providers that they have now. And they feel that their unique situations are not taken into consideration when developing health. And what we found out through our study is that one type of health does not fit all, one size does not fit all, and that's been the beauty of us working with six different groups around the North Island. So we've worked with people from Te Rarua in the far north, also people from the Hukianga. When I say people, I mean Kaumātua and Kuia. We've also worked with Kaumātua and Kuia from Ngāti Whātua. Another group from Te Kei o Te Waka, which is all the marae around the Manukau Harbour. We've also worked with Waikato, which was our first group we worked with, and then also Kaumātua and Kuia from Tauranga Moana, although they call themselves Pakeke. So what we've learnt through these six different sites is that, on a whole, they've all had a very terrible experience of health in Aotearoa. not only them but their parents, and now their mokopuna also having a bad experience in our health system. And so the one thing they were all jubilant about was this notion of having a Māori health authority, which later became known as Te Aka Whai Ora, and also just this notion that Māori tikanga would be the framework that would guide how the health system would work. Now, that has been taken away. So the dreams and aspirations of so many kaumātua, Māori whānau, hāpuri, it's just been pretty much struck out with the establishment of this bill last week.
What does it mean now for the James Henare Research Centre and your project with kaumātua now that the authority has been disestablished?
Well, it means that we have to fight on. We are champions. And so in our study, we've worked with more than 120 kaumātua in the 7 years that we've been on this kaupapa, with working with kaumātua in the wellbeing space. And we've lost a lot of people. People have passed away because we're dealing with people who are in their 60s plus. And, of course, no one lives forever. So we have a challenge put before us to carry on and champion their desire to have a Māori health authority and to have tinoranga tiratanga for Māori in the health space. Now, interestingly enough, today, in about half an hour's time, the whole team here from James Henare Research Centre, including our chair, Bernard Henare, who is the son of Sir James Henare, the namesake of our research centre, we will all be hopping in two cars and travelling to the far north to meet with a group of kaumātua from Roma Morai to discuss this disestablishment and to think of we're going to do a shared letter and write back to the government and tell them exactly how disappointed we are and what they've actually done by doing this. And this series of hui that we will have up north will also include our advisory board meeting at Motuti Morai. So while we're coming to the end of our health Research Council funded project with the six sites, we're still carrying the torch and we will still continue to fight for the rights of kaumātua to have better health and to get their Māori health system going. And I think there was one kaumātua that said if they have to protest and if they have to get out there, they'll do so in their wheelchairs and they'll walk, or they won't be walking, I guess they'll be pushing their wheelchairs to Wellington. But that's how strong the desire is to see this initiative go forward. Perhaps not underneath this government, but there will be other governments that come after this government.
Health Minister Dr. Shane Reddy has said that their government will deliver more on Māori health than the previous government. Do you have confidence in this claim?
Well, I'm not going to speak personally, but I can tell you and I can assure you that across the board, most of our kaumātua participants are not very happy with Dr. Reti at the moment. They really feel that he has killed all their dreams and aspirations, and it's just really very disappointing that he doesn't see what they see and that he doesn't have the heart for another plan for Māori health that they dream of.
Yeah, speaking of another plan, do either of you have recommendations for the government on how they can ensure they meet the health needs of Māori, particularly kaumātua?
Well, how about listening to them? That's the first thing. Maybe listen to them, because everybody, and we know this from the Hui Amutu that happened on the 20th of January, everyone came together when King Tūheitia asked for us to stand together and speak back to the government. And Māori did in unison. Not only Māori, there were other Tauiwi groups there as well at the Hui Amutu. And if they didn't get the message from that hui, I don't know, you know, they must have earplugs, because if they're not listening to that huge kaupapa, which is continuing now, I mean, I just think they're not really wanting to listen. We do know that overseas, well, in Alaska, for example, there is an Indigenous hospital. It would be so fabulous to try and have a Māori hospital in the future, and just because this government is saying that it's not going to happen in the next 3 years, it doesn't mean to say that it won't happen. Māori will continue to champion this idea of having a Māori hospital and having Māori health services, and in that way we will probably be able to create opportunities for more Māori doctors, more Māori nurses, more Māori physios, more Māori chefs, creating Māori kai for patients in Māori hospitals, all driven by tikanga. And where does the tikanga come from? Well, it comes from those kaumātua who have the sort of courage and the the mātauranga Māori to create safe spaces for us going forward.
That was James Henare, Māori Research Centre Director, Associate Professor Marama Muru Lanning, and Senior Research Fellow Dr. Hilary Lapsley on the government scrapping Te Aka Whai Ora.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.